Dreamscape presents Blackhearted by Julianne Walker, narrated by Emily Beresford. The greatest threat to our planet is the belief that someone else will save it. Robert Swan. Prologue. Red Delilah's Biker Bar, Chicago, Illinois.
You know how they say a watched pot never boils? The same is true for cell phones. You keep staring at that thing and it'll never ring.
Samuel Harwood turned his phone face down on the table.
Sorry, just a little distracted tonight.
Which was an odd thing for a man famous for his focus to say. A man who'd become one of the deadliest Marine Raider snipers ever to graduate the program because he had the rare ability to concentrate on a fixed point for hours on end. Apparently, he wasn't the only one who found his absent-mindedness unusual. Fisher, his teammate at Black Knights, Inc., lifted an eyebrow. Fisher's signature Louisiana drawl sounded round and sonorous compared to the flat Midwestern accents heard around the bar.
Anything you want to share with the group?
Nah.
Sam shook his head. It's nothing.
Or it'd be nothing if she'd just text me back.
Fisher narrowed his eyes.
That hangdog expression says otherwise. Looks like you're suffering from a bad case of woe-is-me's. Careful there, brother. Those can be fatal.
Leave him alone, Fish. Eliza reached across the table to smack Fisher's arm. Just because we live and work together doesn't mean you have the right to shove your nose in everyone's business.
Says the woman who knows everything about everyone,
Fisher countered.
I mean, you could probably tell me what color underwear I'm wearing and what I had for breakfast this morning.
Your underwear is black because that's the only color you own. And no, she lifted a finger when Fisher opened his mouth to say something salacious. I haven't been snooping through your dresser drawers because I have some sort of weird boxer brief fetish. We share a laundry room, and you have a bad habit of leaving your clothes in the dryer.
Add that to the list of transgressions you keep against me,
Fisher grinned at her.
Lazy launderer.
As for what you had for breakfast, she ignored him as she continued. It was biscuits and gravy. I know that because I made it, and it's not that I know everything about everyone. It's just that I have an eye for detail, which is undoubtedly one of the reasons you all decided to hire me.
We?
Fisher pointed to his own chest and then indicated the gathered group of covert operators.
Didn't have any say in that. As I recollect, La Jefa herself insisted you be brought in under pressure from your dear old daddy.
If indignation had a face, it would have...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?